Parshas Vayechi has the brachas that Yaakov gave all his children, and one of the famous brachas is not a bracha at all, and that's what he told to Shimon and Levi. Shimon v'Levi achim. Shimon and Levi are brothers. Klei chamas mecheirei sehem. They have trickery or stealing is their art. And then he goes on to say that ki ba'apam hargu ish, with their anger they killed a man, and that's referring to their killing out the city of Shechem, which they killed as easily as someone would kill one man. Ubertzainam ikru shar. And then Yaakov goes on to say, arur apam ki oz, he curses their anger because it is strong. Ve'evrasam is their fury, ki kashasa, because it is hard. So Yaakov Avinu, instead of giving a blessing, instead of giving a bracha to Shimon and Levi, he gives a klala, arur apam ki oz ve'evrasam ki kashasa. Rashi points out that he didn't curse them. He doesn't say, chas v'chalila, arur Shimon v'Levi. He doesn't curse Shimon and Levi. He curses the anger of Shimon and Levi. Which I always understood as some type of like light, you know, it's like a klala light. You know, it's like, I didn't curse them, I cursed the thing I don't like about them. But I discovered when I was looking at the Mefarshim over here, the Evan Ezra says it, the Al-Sheikh says it, the Arachayim says it, they all have the same idea, that really, if you think about it, what was going on here was a tremendous bracha. When Yaakov Avinu curses anger, that anger becomes smaller. Yaakov cursed it. So it shrivels. So Yaakov was really giving the greatest blessing to Shimon and Levi. By cursing their anger, he was making them less angry. The Rachaim even goes so far as to say that he just cursed their anger because it is hard, because it is strong. He said if he would have gotten rid of their anger completely, they wouldn't have had any side. He had to leave them a little anger. So Yaakov made sure to leave them a little anger, but besides for that, he cursed their anger. Which I wouldn't mind that type of a curse. That sounds like a fantastic curse. That's literally a blessing in disguise. Not even in such disguise. But I think, and it gives, I think, a reason for us to pause. I'm wondering. I may be off a drop on this. I'm not sure. But the Avos are very into giving brachas. That we know that Avraham Avinu received many brachas. He gave brachas. He gave to Malki Tzedek, and we know that Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov. Yaakov gave brachas to Ephraim and Menashe, to his sons. There's a lot of brachas going on with the Avos. There's a lot of discussion when we first meet Avram, ki barech avarechecha, whoever you bench, I will bench. Do we find anywhere a curse coming out of the mouth of one of the Avos, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Do we find such a thing in Chumash? That a curse comes out of their mouth? I don't know if besides for this pasuk, we find in Chumash that Avram, Yitzchak, or Yaakov said a curse. Not on Esav, not on Yishmael, not on Lavan, not on Avimelech. Like the worst felons, the worst villains in history. And we don't find that the Avos cursed them. But the anger of Shimon and Levi, that got a curse. And I think to curse is a very serious thing. You know, there's an Issa Deraisa to curse. I mean, to curse is a very, very serious thing, to give a curse. And Yaakov, the one thing that inspired Yaakov, that horror, Arur apam, a curse, which is so not Jewish. You know, the whole cursing is so, you know, so don't find it anywhere. Did Moshe Rabbeinu ever curse anyone? You just push it, don't find it. Was anger. I think it wakes us up to the important wake up call of how dangerous anger is, how dangerous the midah of kas is. That from all the things that we find in the whole chumash, the one thing that gets cursed is the midah of anger. Reuven also made mistakes. In the Pesukim before, it says that Reuven, Yaakov criticizes Reuven also. He doesn't curse anything about him. And this, from two sides, we know that this is true. First of all, we'll quote some of it, so we can't get to all of it, but we know that there are Divrei Chazal, and there are words from the Rishonim and the Achronim and Psukim and Gemaras full of how terrible the midah of anger is. And on the other hand, we also all know that people have destroyed their lives with that midah. It's a life-destroying midah. It's a marriage-destroying midah. It's a family-destroying midah. It's a business-destroying midah. It's a relationship-destroying midah. And that's something that we've all known. We, as we get older, more and more we discover how diseased someone who can't control his anger is. There's a sefer. I brought it here not because I want to quote from it. I just wanted to show it. There's a sefer called Erech HaPayim. It says here, Erech HaPayim. Halachas ve'etzos tovus be'inyan hakas. It's a sefer of halachas and good advice about anger. And when I first saw the sefer, I thought it must have been put out like 2 years ago. You know, like it's a. I know about the sefer for 10 or 15 years, but I thought it's like one of these modern svarim that, you know, they put together all these interesting svarim. And to my surprise, I open it up and I find the haskama from the Chafetz Chaim. This sefer was not written yesterday. So this is a sefer written by, I think, a chassidisha, a big Talmud Chacham, and it's a thick sefer. Look at it, it's a thick sefer. Almost 300 pages about anger. And I'll just tell you, like, if you want to know, like, what's in it, besides for his Hakadama here, he has Simon Aleph, is Bo Yevuar Gnus Hakas, Umailos HaSavonis, how terrible anger is and how important it is to be patient. Simon Beis is that even when it says that a person should get angry, it only means that he should show anger, but not that he should be burning inside. Simon Gimel is how a person can break a nature, an angry nature. Simon Dalid is the specific etzus about speaking low and with a low voice, how valuable those are. Simon Hay is how a person who has to show anger to children or talmidim should make sure and etzus that he shouldn't fall into the trap of getting angry. Sometimes you start screaming at your son for the best of intentions. By the time you're finished, you could just, you know, who knows what, you're just in a fury. You know, you have to be able to be able to show anger without it affecting you personally. Simin Vav is how even this, that it's mutter for a Dvar Mitzvah to show anger, is only a person who's not an angry person by nature, but someone who's angry by nature, even for a mitzvah, is not allowed to show anger. Simin Zayin is four etzes, which we'll talk about some of them, four etzes that help a person conquer the midah of anger. Simin Ches is other etzes to help a person conquer the midah of anger. Simin Tes is other etzes that get more specific about specific advice about, some of it is more broad mussar, and some, the Simon Tess is more specific advice about anger itself. Simon Yud is Eitzois Segulios, Segulos, that could help again about anger. That's it, it's 10 Simonim. A whole Sefer Shalem, a Shulchan Aruch on Kas. I'm just pointing it out, real, this is a serious situation. This is not just, you know, we say, oh yeah, he's good Midas, he doesn't get angry. This is a serious limud. I once heard, when I was in Lakewood for Shabbos a number of years ago, I heard Rav Simcha Bunim Kohn speak, and he's, as we know, he's Rav Avigdor Miller Zecharno Levracha's son-in-law, grandson-in-law. He's married to Rav Avigdor Miller's granddaughter, and he's a tremendous, tremendous Talmud of Rav Avigdor Miller, and he was quoting his grandfather as and saying that, I don't know if he said most or many of today's illnesses are the result of people who get angry. Angry people get sick. And there are psukim of Rashi that say, there's a pasuk, you'll see the Mefarshim bring, there's a pasuk that says about that anger kills. And it doesn't just mean it kills the other guy. It kills the angry person. People get ulcers and all kinds of illnesses and they don't feel good. And he says anger is like a pasuk, a physical disease. It becomes a physical disease. It makes a person sick. He says in this sefer, I'll just quote, I pulled out a sentence. He says, Al yidei hakas, through anger, bo lekamei minei chaloyim royim, a person gets many terrible sicknesses, umeis kodem zmani, and he dies before his time, Rechman al-Litzlan, kenoida misfarim, as we know from reading sfarim, v'nira le'einenu, when we see it with our eyes. Unbelievable. And then he goes through in the sefer, and we could use our own seichel. We don't need to open the sefer. How many isurim, how many terrible isurim are sitting and waiting for a person who gets angry? A person who embarrasses his friend and says it's like it's leisirtzach. An angry person will never hesitate to throw in a little busha. Nidarim and shua, swearing and promising is asr. An angry person are very, very susceptible to swearing and shuas. Einoas Dvarim is an Issa D'Oraisa. It's an Issa D'Oraisa to cause someone pain with words. There's no way a person can be angry and not be over on that Issa. It's a Lav D'Oraisa. he says that he brings in the Sefer that people separate from their wives more than they're allowed to, because they're angry. They're angry. They're not in the mood. They're not interested. They don't want to be close to their wives. It's terrible isurim and has terrible, terrible results. And so on and so forth. Lashon hara, rechilos, maitzi shemra. It's just on and on. Every command, every ben adam lachaveray iser, can be caused by someone who is too angry. It's a serious, serious, serious disease. In addition to that, and I've heard this from big gedolim and big psychologists, you know, we were taught in kindergarten to tell our friends, sticks and stones may break our bones, but names can never hurt me. And if you ask anybody who works with people, they'll tell you that that is a false statement. Sticks and stones do not break bones as badly as words do. It's a very, very important thing to know. That, and it's something that's enough was this mistake, is enough was that I didn't hit him, I just cursed him. I didn't hit him, I just made fun of him. The pain, and all of us who have been on the receiving end know that very often we would have rather been hit physically than hit emotionally. That type of tsar, of being belittled, of being screamed at, of being yelled at, of being cursed at, that type of a thing is pashut damaging for a person. It's pashut causes damage. And since you don't see the physical damage, so a person can beats his children, so someone will notice that they're black and blue. But if a person screams and yells and makes fun and does leitzanis and all kinds of things like that, the scars are deep, they last for years, and no one sees a thing. It's a mamash a dangerous thing. So with this hesairus of Yaakov Avinu coming out in this week's parasha, and I'll show you in the end that it's more relevant to this week even than that. I'll show you other ksharim about kas and this week. Arur Apam Kiyoz, I want to discuss at least one aspect of the midah of kas, and I think that even just pasha from learning about it and appreciating it, it could be a hisayrus for us. We're used to thinking that someone who's nichshal, let's say in a taiva, let's say someone eats treif, or someone does some kind of taiva, that it brings an impurity into him. That's what we've learned. That's what we're used to thinking about. We don't think to ourselves that someone who gets angry, it brings an impurity into him. As a matter of fact, a lot of times it's righteous anger. It almost feels more holy. We don't think that it brings an impurity, but Chazal tell us otherwise. Reb Chaim Vital, who was the Talmud Muvak of the Arizal, he writes about his father, about his Rebbe. He writes, "Be'inyan hakas, in the inyan of anger, hayomoyri makbid ma'oid. My master was very, very, very careful. He was very makbid about anger. Yoyser mishar averis, even more than other averis. The Omar, and he said," so Reb Chaim Vital is quoting the Arizal here, "Kishar averis, other averis, eino machlifim ha'neshama, they don't switch the neshama. They don't chase away the neshama, k'may hakas, like anger does." What he's referring to is a pasuk mefurish. There's a pasuk that says tayref nafshoy ba'apoy, that a person in his anger, tayref is like when an animal jumps on something to kill it. It's called being tayref. When he pounces on its prey, that's called to be tayref. He says someone who gets anger is like pouncing on his neshama. He's destroying his neshama. And this is brought in many, many, many different svar. I'm quoting a few things, but this is all over. This is not, I didn't find some side thing somewhere in the back of a sefer. This is all over the place. The Zayar says that, and this is what happens, and it explains a lot about anger, that as soon as someone gets angry, his neshama leaves him. His neshama leaves him. It's a little bit of a misa. His neshama leaves him. So how does he stay alive? He doesn't have a neshama. He says a ruach ra, a bad ruach, comes in place of the neshama and keeps the person alive who's angry. That means that a person who's angry, he chased the part of him that's close to Hashem away. That's what the Zohar says. And now we all understand, I'm sure it's already coming into our minds, Chazal say, kol ha-koyeh, someone who gets angry, is ki'ilu avar avayda zara. It's as if he worshipped avayda zara. That's avayda zara, when you replace Hashem with a ruach ra. That's avayda zara. When you replace HaKadosh Baruch Hu with something else, what's avayda zara? In place of serving Hashem, I'm serving another God. This is avodah zarah. In place of the ruach, the spirit of Hashem residing within me, anger chases that out, and now there's another ruach inside me. And we could just imagine the bad effect that it has on us. The Mesfarim say that sometimes a person could daven very hard or learn very well, and Hashem will send a special kedusha to be with that person, a special siyata d'shmai, like Yosef HaTzadik. Everything he does will be successful. he'll be successful, whether it's physically or ben adam lachaveri or in ruchnias. A person can get this ruach from Hashem. Hashem could bestow a siyata d'shmaya on him, a kedusha on him, and he could push it be a person, a mutzlachnik, a person who's matzliach. That's until he chases it away. When a person gets angry and he chases it away, all the siyata d'shmaya doesn't help if you chase your neshama away. All the whole vehicle for Hashem to send bracha down gets chased away when we get angry. So it could personally debilitate and destroy so many good things that are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia on us. And this also explains what Chazal tell us, that someone who gets angry, im chacham, who if he's a chacham, chachmasei mistalekes bimenu, his chachma goes away. If a person's intelligent, he becomes non-intelligent anymore. If a person is smart, he loses his intelligence. If a person is keen, is clever, he loses his cleverness, which is something that we see. You see an angry person, there's no talking sense to an angry person. There's no intelligence in an angry person. And the Svarim say that's because there's neshama left. And where does our intelligence come from? What made us intelligent and animals non-intelligent? Because we have a neshama. If we chase our neshama away, we're chasing our intelligence away. Okay, so where am I heading with this? Anger is a terrible thing. But I think this is something to define a little bit, if we could dig a little deeper and discover where anger comes from. Where does it come from? What makes a person angry? And in addition to that, I also want to try to understand what it means. If anger is such a terrible thing, we know there's a famous Gemara that says that Bilam HaRasha, when he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, it says that Bilam was Yodea Das Elyon. He knew that there's a moment every single day that Hashem gets angry. Kael Zoyim B'chol Yoyim. Hashem gets angry every day. What? Hashem gets angry? The way we just described anger, it's the last thing we would think of, that Hashem gets angry. The source of all Kedusha and Tahara and Simcha. Hashem gets angry every day. Hashem is such a bad nida. What does it mean that Hashem gets angry every day? It doesn't sound like there's any redeeming value to anger, that we should say that Hashem gets angry every day. That being the case, I think we can go back and understand a lot of things about anger. And there are a lot, I don't have time now, but there are a lot of opposing divrei chazal. Some that say that anger sometimes is necessary. Some that say a person should never get angry. There's a lot of stiras in chazal about anger. And we can understand now with tremendous yesodis about anger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. But we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've talked about this many, many times. There's two parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhaga, the way we perceive it. There's the chesed, the Hashem connecting, Hashem doing, giving, being there for us, providing for us. And there's din, when Hashem steps back and Hashem demands. Hashem, accountability, responsibility. If we're going to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to act a certain way. That's din, that's the demanding. Kael Zoyim B'choyim, that anger, there's a difference between anger when it comes from my love of this world and anger when it's abstract as part of my Avodas Hashem. It's two different angers. When anger is abstract, it has nothing to do with my love of this world. That's not the anger that I lose my chachma from. Why do I lose my chachma when I get angry? Because I'm filling myself with my love of this world. Because you insulted me. Because you took what was mine. Because I'm allowing it to fill me, to control me, my desire for this world. Well, chachma doesn't hang around when someone fills himself with this world. But what if the anger has nothing to do with this world? The anger is an objective din mitzad ruchnius. Like, for example, there are people that have gotten angry without any repercussions. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyen was mekanei kinas elekim. He went in and he killed Kozbi and Zimri. He went in with a spear and he killed them. With kanos, standing up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu with anger, and he doesn't get any criticism for that. Because the motivation for that anger was not the love of this world. The motivation for that anger was completely removed from that. It was a completely seichel dika ruchnias dika anger. And that anger, there's nothing wrong with it. And Rabbeinu Yoina even says a diuk in the Mishnah and Avos, an unbelievable thing. The Mishnah says, he says, someone who easily gets angry and is hard to calm down, that's a Rasha. Someone who is hard to get angry and easy to calm down, that's a Chassid. Frank Rabbeinu Yaina, why don't you just say someone who doesn't get angry is a chassid? Isn't that much better? Someone who's hard to get angry and calms down quickly, that's a chassid. Not just someone who doesn't get angry, that's a chassid. Dr. Rabbeinu Yaina, what about Pinchas? There are times the person is supposed to get angry. Okay, you have to get angry the right way. It's hard to get angry. Kasha l'chus. I'm not naturally an angry person. It's hard for me to get angry. And as soon as the issue is solved, it's easy for me to calm down. But there's Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Rabbeinu Yaina says. There's places for anger. We've seen Gedolim with their kanos. So that's why you could find at the same time a Gra, for example, who says anger has to be destroyed completely, there shouldn't be any zecher of it whatsoever. And you could find a Gra somewhere else that says sometimes anger is necessary. Well, there's a stira. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Deis. The first parak, the Rambam says a person should not get angry unless there's a really good reason. And then it's parak Beis in Hilchos Deis, the Rambam says a person should not get angry even if there's a good reason. You want to explain that to me? It's Mamash, two parakim of Hilchos Deis. One place the Rambam says don't get angry unless there's a good reason. One parak later the Rambam says don't get angry even if there's a good reason. What does that mean? The answer is that it depends what the anger is. If the anger is being fueled from this world, so even, he says, even if it's something that's worth getting angry, don't get angry. This worldly anger that comes from indignation is this worldly anger. It comes from the sense of myself, I've been knocked aside, or I'm insulted, or you've taken something from me, or you're not listening to me. That type of anger, even al davar sharoi lichais, you shouldn't get angry. But when it comes from something that's nothing to do with me, when there's such a thing as, in a very calm way, in a very calm, seichel dika edel way, I'm going to draw the line. I have to draw the line. I'm sorry, but I have to draw the line. That type of anger, that's, yeah, on a dover gadol sheroi lichai, so a person should get angry. With seichel, with patience, with understanding, without rushing, with the presence of mind. And I wonder in the Rambam, if it's Merum, is you check it out and let me know, that when he says you could get angry, he says you should get angry only on a dover gadol sheroi lichai. When he says don't get angry, he says don't get angry at something, even if it's ro'i lichais. But he doesn't say even if it's a davar gadol sheroi lichais. And I wonder if the Rambam is being meramas over there to the answer to the stira. A davar gadol means it has to do with godless, with something really important. Not because, you know, someone stole my contract or someone's taking my business or something has to do with this world. Something that's really important with the spread of Torah, with Chilul Hashem, with Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, with something that's a Dover Gadol. That's Gadol. When the Rambam says don't get angry, even if it's Roy Lichas, it doesn't say the word Gadol. No, it's only in this small world, don't get angry, but even if you're right, don't get angry. Now, Reb Tzaddik warns us, and this is a very important warning, that for us, it's very hard to know when it's this and when it's that. We convince ourselves that all our anger is davar gadol. Everything is l'shem shemayim for us. All our anger is l'shem shemayim. So we have to be super careful until we reach a point that we're really, really, really b'nei Torah through and through, shakua and Torah, that we could trust ourselves that it's not coming from anything personal. That's a lifelong avoda. Maybe when we're much, much older, much more developed in our Torah and Yiras Shemayim, then we could make the call. This anger, this is L'Shem Shemayim. At this point, Reb Tzaddik says this, at this point, he says, the Gemara says in Shabbos that the mitzvah of tefillin is shvach in our hands. Merufa hu biyodeinu. It's weak. It says the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of using gvura L'Shem Shemayim, is weak in our hands. It's very hard to have a guf naki. It's very hard to know, oh, this is righteous indignation, it's really righteous, it's very, very hard to know. It's very hard to draw that line. So even though but HaKadosh Baruch Hu keil zoyim b'chol yoyim, Hashem gets angry every day, there's a midas hadin in the world. Gedolim and tzaddikim know how to be angry l'shem shemayim, but it's not an anger of any chachmasa mistalekes mimenu, because it's coming mitoich chachma. It's not coming mitoich loving this world. A few etzes for anger that come out from this, and a few things that are mentioned over here that don't, just to spend a few minutes to have some type of l'maisa dika outcome from this. We can discuss the godless of patience and the terrible thing of anger, but we need kelim, we need tools, and what are we supposed to do? We lose our temper, what are we supposed to do about it? So the first thing is this inyan. The first etzah, I'm going to say six etzes. Eitzah number one is to try to think about, when we start feeling angry, that there's nothing in this world that's as important as something in the next world. There's nothing more valuable than me, than my neshama leaving me. There's nothing in this world that has a value in the next world at all. So is it really important what I'm getting angry at? I know this world thinks it's important, but is it really important? In the light of truth, in the Ur HaEmes, is it really important what I'm getting angry about? That's Aleph. Beis, the Baal HaTanya writes that the reason why someone who gets angry is like he's Oved Avodah Zarah, because he doesn't have an Amunah in Hashem. If we firmly believe that everything comes from Hashem, nothing that anybody does could make me angry, because nobody could hurt me. Nobody could touch me. Nobody could affect me negatively without the Gzeirah of Hashem. The Rambam says that's why there's an Issur to take Nekama, to take revenge. What are you taking revenge against him? It was Hashem's Gzeirah. His doing something bad, that's between him and Hashem. But what happened to me, that Hashem was Gzeirah on me. He stole my money. No, he didn't steal my money. He stole money, that's between him and Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took money away from me. It's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So someone who works on his understanding that every single thing that we have or that we don't have is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anger fizzles out. What am I angry at? This is an issue between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I need Parnassah, let me daven for it. If I feel like my self-esteem is being hurt, let me daven to Hashem. This is between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third Eitzah is to learn about anger. This Sefer is a great Sefer. Rabbi Zelig Pliskin has an English book on anger. There are many, but there are books out there on anger. And to learn about it, it's amazing how much it affects us, even without putting anything consciously into practice, just being involved and learning about it. I myself, a couple of years ago, this is going back 8 or 9 years ago, a lot of the stuff I'm telling you now about anger, I discovered that Hashem blessed me with a tremendous temper. And as a way to work on it, I started searching for Divrei Chazal about anger. And this Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rebbe Tzadik and these things, I have at home lists of Divrei Chazal and things about anger, because I discovered myself so blessed with such a temper that I felt like it was an eitz and it helped a lot. I can't say it helped perfectly, but it helped a lot. It helped to be more conscious of it. You think twice when you read Svarim about anger, you think twice before you get angry. You realize it's not so important. So it's a very, very chashuv Eitzah. That's the third Eitzah. The fourth Eitzah is really similar to something I mentioned before, but it comes with a nice mashal. He says, someone comes in, you have a crystal vase on the table. Let's say it's worth $1,000. And in it, you have a long-stemmed rose. So I come into your house, I take the rose and I crack it. So out of anger, you take the pot and you smash it. That's what happens when someone gets angry. Whatever the guy did to you is a flower compared to the vase. And that's what a person has to remember, the flower pot. Just remember the flower pot. The anger itself is much more destructive than anything the person did to you. And if you get angry, then he really got you. Because then he destroyed not only your flower, but your flower pot. So that's Eitzah number four. And Eitzah number five, which he devotes an entire perek to, but it's so unbelievable. There's a machlokes of psychologists about this, but we know what the Das Torah is about it, and I think the recent psychologists themselves have come around to the Das Torah. There used to be this idea that if you get angry, break something. Smash something. Punch a punching bag. Do something. Scream. And they've discovered, I don't know how recently, but they discovered, and I think this is the conventional wisdom right now, and he says it, that the more you scream, the angrier you'll get. And the more you break, if someone's angry and he breaks something, when that thing smashes, and trust me, I know from personal experience, you get even angrier. Just the smashing, the sound, shh, now you're really angry. It's a false thing that I have to get out my anger. The Eitzah is, and this is an unbelievable Eitzah, that when a person feels angry, to start talking low. Instead of raising your voice, to lower it almost to a whisper. Talk low. As angry as you are, there's a limit. If you just talk, and I don't mean to talk low like that, you know, that's the same thing as screaming. To talk low and calmly. He devotes an entire perek, the koil namach ubishtika, quiet and low. That's not what psychologists mean when they say that you're repressing your feelings. We could talk about that another time. It's not what they mean. Talk low. And the final answer, the Eitzah, is really a eitzah that I think that for men is more of an issue even than for women, which is an important eitzah. When we get angry, we don't, as a light switch, suddenly explode like an atomic bomb. We first get a little angry. And then we get a little angrier. And then we get a little angrier. But we're very macho. We don't talk. We're quiet. We could take it. And then you pile on some more, we could take it. Pile on some more, we could take it. But at some point, the entire house comes down. And it's a very chashuva eitzah to diffuse that, to have the guts, and it takes courage, to be able to say in that low voice, I'm feeling angry. It makes me upset when you say that. To be able to say that. I had recently an experience, an unbelievable experience. There's someone that I have a kesher with that is a very, very critical person by nature. And I always walk away from conversations with that person feeling angry. Always. The person doesn't live in Waterbury, Baruch Hashem. I don't meet them that often. But when I meet them, I just always walk away feeling angry. And I psyched myself up this for a long time. I took a lot of courage. But the last time I had a conversation with this person, I started getting a certain criticism. And I said, I have to tell you, it was very hard to do. It makes me feel very bad when you talk that way. And it ended right there. It was amazing to watch. It just ended. It was, the guy was just so caught off guard. It was just so, and I didn't say it in a, it makes me feel bad. I'm not macho, I'm not Mr. Big Shot. You're making me feel bad. And we sometimes feel like we're being nice, or we're being cool, or we're being right. But no, we could, to our wives, to our family, to our business associates. No, I'm not going to say anything. Say something. It's a little uncomfortable. It's a little bit tense when you say something now, but the house won't come tumbling down. You'll feel, most of the time, if we say like a mensch, you're making me feel bad. I feel angry when you talk that way. Most of the time, it will solve within 5 minutes. Most of the time. Even if it doesn't, it's still better than the explosion that happens a little while later. And the explosion always comes. So that's the final eitzah. So again, just to go through the eitzahs, is to recognize that nothing in Olam Hazeh is more chashuv than the anger, is emuna in Hashem, is learning in Yanam of Kas, is to think about the flower pot, is to speak in a low voice, and is to speak it out before it gets too bad. And I promised you before, I would tell you that it's more relevant to this week than we think. The first person to have a taiva for this world and to get angry was Cain. When Cain killed Hevel, Rashi says that he didn't want to split the world with his brother. You imagine, you know how big the world is? You know how huge the world is? He didn't want to split it with his brother. It was two people. There were two partners. They didn't want to split the world. We're not talking about dividing square footage here. We're talking about dividing continents. They didn't want to split the world. And he ended up killing because of it. And the Yaris Devash, I said this over last year, B'yayin Sinai Bishitz tells us that the Cain killed Hevel on Asar B'tevis. The day it happened that Cain killed Hevel, that he got this Einish from Hashem, Nova Nod, you lose all your Olam Hazeh, you're going to be a traveler. You want the whole world? You're going to visit the whole world. That Einish, that happened Asar B'tevis. And this week is Asar B'tevis. And it's a funny compounded anger situation over here that we have. This week's parasha, the only time one of the Ovis says a curse, which is Yaakov cursing anger. And in the same week is the week of Asar B'tevis, where we have the Einish of Cain, that he valued this world a little too much, and he ended up killing because of it. And that's something for us to be conscious of. And it's, we don't have to say it, but nowadays we have to say it, that if Chazal tell us that someone who gets angry chases his neshama out, it's pashut and clear that for every time a person doesn't chase his neshama out, for every time a person holds himself back from anger, uses one of the eitzahs to hold himself back from anger, there's an infusion of neshama. Neshama is not an on and off switch. A person can be more neshamadik or less neshamadik. And the more that a person prevents, so this is the way Ruch Nias works, if I prevent my neshama from leaving, there's an increase of neshama. and that gives us an opportunity. We have to realize, we shouldn't just listen to the negative side. There's a tremendous positive here for every savlanus, for everything that, every step that I take towards trying to control or apam, to try to be mamayat the anger, to curse the anger, to try to be mamayat the anger. We're making ourselves into more neshama dika yidden. Who knows the magnitude of the kedusha and the hatzlacha and the bracha and the simcha that could come to someone who tries to be shoylen on his anger a little bit more?